Put your hands together and welcome your very own Dunstable Town Podcast.
Talk of the Town Podcast post-match, Dunstable Town 0, Tring Athletic 1. Joe, cold, wet Tuesday night, mate. We're sitting here literally as the whistle has gone, mate. What's your thoughts post-match?
Thank you to everyone who's come out to support the lads. Well done to Tring. 95 minutes of the game. We've not really forced their goalkeeper into a save. I thought it was a real scrappy, poor game, to be honest with you. I don't think it was a good game. But they've taken their chance in the first half. We had lots of the ball in the first period of the game. But unfortunately, with no real end product, with no real penetration, didn't look after the ball well enough, and that's it, you know. And that's the way it is, unfortunately. That's the way things have gone on this season. So, yeah, it's disappointing. Am I surprised? No. No, not surprised today. We've lacked quality. So our decision-making really is the biggest problem. You know, we were speaking on the side there. There's lots of chances today when you have your overload in the middle of midfield to play forwards. And I said at half-time, just be braver in terms of, I'd much rather we went front foot, went out and took more risk playing forwards than recycling for no purpose. And unfortunately, we recycle with you know, and we end up with the ball back with our right-sided centre-half, we end up with the ball back with a goalkeeper, and we've got good opportunities of breaking the first line, and we, unfortunately, you know, you reap what you sow. So, yeah, well done at Tring. They got the win. We haven't forced the goalkeeper to save for 94 minutes. That's the way it is.
Does that kind of... So I feel like we've kind of had this chat more than... I've lost count how many times this season. That must be frustrating, not only for you, for the players. Is it something that's just missing that you know, is it people are not listening? Is the I just feel like... And listening to the fans as I was standing, you know, where we stand just behind you and everyone's saying the same. It just feels like we've... It feels very deja vu, if that makes sense.
Yeah, and I think it's a fair synopsis. You know, I'm not going to sit here and keep going over the same excuses, the same conversations. I don't know. The only thing I can possibly put it down to, having sort of assessed it, is unfortunately, you give instructions. You watch us on a training pitch. We get on the ball. We're brave. We'll play through teams. You know, that's what we look. We look good against our peers. So maybe it's a little bit of pressure. But our decision-making is the problem. It's our decision-making. You know, it's the ability to make decisions under pressure. And it's hugely frustrating. You know, I said to Carl today, you're trying to, you're working on things all the time, trying to find a solution in the game. It's only really in the last couple of minutes we put balls in under their bar, and they've defended their box well. You know, they've defended their box well. And unfortunately for us, you know, it's a moment in the first half. One of my pet hates is a centre forward dropping into a needless pocket. And the minute it's left the ball forward, you're expansive. Ball turns over and you get punished. And unfortunately for us, you look at them, the ball, took a wonderful ball in from their lad. But I think the lad, Hercules, is it. He's gotten at the back post a little bit too easy. But, you know, that will be, unfortunately, you have to also take into account sometimes I'm not sure whether it's an ignorance or whether they just can't do it. I don't know, mate. You know, I have to remember that I am working in the Spartan South Midlands. I have to remember that, you know. If players were able to make those killer penetrative passes and rip teams apart and be really creative and really bright, they'd be at Real Madrid. It's a tough part of the game. I'm not saying that it's an easy part of the game. They've had a couple of decent chances in the second half, but what they do is they get in and around the box, and we just weren't tight enough in the second half, and they get shot away at you. And look, it's very hard. We're getting close to the end of the season now. Players, whether it's consciously or subconsciously, you know, they know we can't go up, we can't go down, and it does feel, you know, there's no way getting a beach towel out and flip-flops here today. But yeah, it was a poor game, and we were poorer than them. It's as simple as that. So for all our possession at times, I didn't think second half we rotated the ball anywhere near as well as we did in the first half. For all our possession, really, it doesn't really count for anything. Does it? You know, too many square passes today, they get pinched, and they're quite good. They get organised in terms of they wait for you to transition the ball over, and then they look to counter, and they do that well. You know, you watch them today, to be fair to them, when they spin balls down the back of you, you know, you're running towards your own goal. When we clear our balls today. It was just too many were under here, which is frustrating. But it is what it is. Like I said, I'm not going to lose a great deal of sleep over it tonight. It's synonymous with the season. I wasn't counting down to the 20th of April. I am now. And have a little breather. Simple as that.
Yeah, obviously, just finished. Dirk said to me on Saturday that everyone's auditioning. You're going to find out what players would like to be here next season. Well, you know, even if they're not auditioning for here, you're going to want to go and play football somewhere. Yeah. Did today leave you with more questions and answers about that desire and that passion to audition to still play football for this club?
No, I sat down with the club yesterday. Yesterday evening, me, Dirks and Anthony had a meeting about next season. And I must reiterate, our club have been unbelievably supportive. You've got Julian Nutley, Matt Carrington, Neil Barker, Andrew Medaris. They're all there. And they're delighted. You know, they understand we've had a tough season. I'm not sitting there in denial going, we've had a wonderful season. They're unbelievably supportive. But when we went through the recruit, retain, release, six are going to probably be here next year. Six that we want.
Out of the current?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not enough. So auditions are done. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, you can't say the same things all the time.
Yep.
I've not hidden any point this season about my overall feelings and thoughts on the job I've done. I don't sit there and, you know, you've stood there with me when I've come out and said it.
Yeah.
I've recruited these players, I've put them in, and for whatever reason, it's not been delivered. I'm not going to go in there and shout at them now. What for? What am I shouting for?
And do nothing.
No, what for? Mm. Don't fall out with people. I don't fall out with my players. Contrary to what people think, people have this image that, you know, I'm this thug and I'm this barbarian. I don't have fallouts with players. I don't go in there and start, you know, trying to beat players up. Nothing like that. Look, you can only say so many things so many times before it bores me. Mm. I'm not going to come out here and repeat the same things. I mean, crikey, we get people listening to podcasts. You know, I don't know whether people are using it now as, you know, this ASMR therapy where it puts people to sleep and helps them. But, yeah, look, we were poor tonight. We didn't look enough of a threat on the goal. We have to work on that. We've got to get back to Thursday. We've got another tough one on Saturday, and Leverstock Green are going well at this season. You know, so there'll be none of us sitting there and you know, parting off the season, nothing like that. It's a big win for them. They're delighted. You can hear them. Mm. But listen, you win games, you earn the right to enjoy it. We played at times tonight, in my opinion. It was all very safe. We played with minimal risk. And really, at the end of the day, we have to look at that, because that did have a feeling for us tonight that we're not even limping over the line. We're not limping. We are carried over the line at the moment. So we got to find some energy. You know, I'll find some energy for Thursday. We'll train Thursday and go Saturday. But, yeah, I'm not going to go in there and, you know, hammer people. What for?
No.
We've done that, mate. We've done that before. We're, like I said, if you look at the balance of things over the last 3 years or 2.5 seasons, as I said, you know, we're a special club in terms of the support we get. They're very supportive people. They're fantastic people. They've given up their bank holiday yesterday to talk about next season. I'm of the opposite opinion. I'm like, well, let's wait till the summer. Mm. But I appreciated it. You know, I appreciate the time they give, because, like I said, we've got an incredibly supportive board. I'm a nightmare because I'm impatient. I want everything yesterday. Does getting out of the Spartan South Midlands define me as a person? No. Do I want to get out of it? Of course I do. But I want to do it for my club. I want to do it for my board of directors. I want to do it for my supporters. I want to do it for the wonderful people. First thing I did today is, you know, it's nothing disrespectful to referees. I will go and shake their hands. And I went straight to our supporters behind the goal and clapped them. And all the supporters down the side. On a horrible Tuesday night, and we've not given them enough to cheer about. And that's been synonymous with the season. So, yeah, look, it will be a ruthless summer. Mm. It'll be a ruthless. We've identified players we want. We've identified players that are going. Yeah, it's going to be last season was roll on, add a couple. This season it'll be keep a couple, roll on. Mm. And look, nothing I haven't said. We've spoken in depth about where do they think they're going. You've got managers from other clubs today. I'm looking at them going, who are you going to take? Who are you going to take? And that's not being disrespectful, you know, because that's me. That's on me. I'm the manager. Mm. It's my responsibility. It's my fault. No one else's. But in the game, you need defenders to keep the ball out the net. Alex Desmond's made two very good saves today, so they could easily have added to it. So I'm not sitting here in denial going, it's all, we're so unlucky. We're not unlucky tonight. We haven't done well enough to win a game of football. It's as simple as that. We haven't done well enough. In a scrappy game, they were better than we were. It's as simple as that. Over the course of the season, the league table, they've been better than we have. Forget all the circumstance. I'm not interested in excuses. I sit with the board yesterday. They're brilliant because they're reminding me of things. Mm. And they're trying to sort of mellow me out. Mm. But
fuck it up.
Yeah, you're not wrong. So they're trying, and I am, you know, look, I want to do well. I hate losing. Mm. But I'm not a bad loser. Mm. I don't enjoy it, but I'm not a bad loser. Still shake all their hands today. I'll still wish them well. I'm still sitting here praising him. But today we were, we weren't good enough. That's not. We're not unlucky. We haven't been undone by a referee's decision. In a couple of good moments today, we've been sloppy. And they deserve the win. Simple as that.
Yeah. Last one for me, Joe. I know, obviously, you said, obviously, about next season already. How does that affect the focus for the remaining four games? I know you quite well enough to know that you've probably already started thinking about next season. It's all very well and easy to say, well, we're going to switch off for the summer. I know football well enough to know that you never really switch off from football. We can have a break and we all love spending time with our family, but I can guarantee you out of the 24 hours, there's going to be a few hours of them I'm still thinking about Dunstable Town. So how do you approach now the final four games with already a thought process? Like you just said to me, we might retain five or six players. What's the thought process going into the remaining four games of this season and then moving forward?
It's making sure you don't replicate the same mistakes. I'm the first one to say I've made errors this year by rewarding people. That's a fault of mine. I've always been look after your own. It's a fault of mine. It's something I haven't done well enough. So what's happened this year is we've rewarded players that have done really well for us that unfortunately haven't delivered. And there's lots of circumstances around that. We haven't done well enough. I can't stress that enough. So what we have to do is we have to learn, look, step five don't change. The level's the level. You know, we today have played some semi-decent stuff between both boxes. We've had some nice little intricate moments, but with no substance. Football doesn't change at any level, really. You need a 30-goal a season striker. Everyone needs one of those. Clean sheets. Something we did really well for 2 years, and we haven't done well enough. We need a reset button in the summer. But what we need is we need fresh impetus. Bringing experienced players also brings problems. It does. Brings problems. If you look at Real Bedford, they've done really well this year but they've not gone out and recruited loads of experienced players that bring with them Spartanitis, do they? Mm-hmm. They bring young, hungry, enthusiastic players that are critically want to do well. They want to develop, they want to improve, they want to buy into things. They don't think they've been there, done it, bought the T-shirt. Unfortunately, in football, the lower you go down, the more at times arrogant players are. And that's not a sweeping statement. Mm-hmm. What I mean by arrogant is I mean players who forget the basics. They forget basic things like manners. Clean up the dressing rooms. Do things right. You know, when I'm saying to our lads today, don't shout at referees. I'm saying to our players today, don't try and get players booked. I don't like that. It's not what I'm about. Stop trying to get players yellow carded. I hate that. I hate players when I see players go down too easy. You see it today. One of my players goes down, I tell him, get up off the floor, get on with it. We've had a few soft free kicks today, and I'm the first one to start telling my players off. You know, next season the group will look different. If you want to survive here, you better be fit, you better be hungry, you better want to develop and improve. Okay? Does your opinion overly count? No. What vested interest as coaching staff do I have to tell someone to move the ball quicker? Mm. Why would I say that? You look today, there's seven or eight occasions we can get the opposite player out. Seven or eight occasions late in the game. And we take the third, fourth touch and we get robbed and pinched. And then they kick the ball forward and then you've got to run back towards your own goal. I want players that have got a desire to improve and play higher, not players that are going to sit the rest of their career out. I don't want 31, 32, 33-year-olds that think they've been there, seen, they've done it. I don't want 28-year-olds who... I don't want a 19-year-old who thinks he's been there, seen, and done it. The recruitment's going to look very different in terms of I'm more than happy to take players that need an opportunity. We did that in our first year, did really well. We did that for the vast majority next year. Players that have got too comfortable, because at the end of the day, you'll always be judged on productivity. Everyone is. I'll be judged on productivity next season. I've been judged on productivity since the day I walked in through the door. Have I turned around and said I've been productive this year? No. Have I worked hard this year? You're bloody right I have. I've had to work harder this year because I'm putting fires out all the time. You know what I mean? We've had a dressing room that's been complaining all season about menial things. I said this to the board yesterday. Our club work unbelievably hard. And I come up with strategies yesterday how we can maximise what we do next season. make it more welcoming for wives and girlfriends. Have that little port cabin that the club works so hard to put, so that there's more of a family feel. But that comes at a price. You see what I mean? Mm. They want their tracksuits and their training kits and all the little bells and whistles, but you've got to give a little bit back, lads. You know, they get a free header in the box and I feed back to a player and it's almost like they can't believe it's been suggested. Yeah, but my goalkeeper's had to make a save from your man. I've not imagined that. You supporters have stood behind me. You haven't... Do you know what I mean? I'll tell somebody, just keep moving, you know, open your shoulders so you don't get caught. And they look at you like you're crazy and then they get caught three times and then you go, that's what I tell you. Or the one when they say, yeah, I know, you're right. I know I'm right. I've just told you that. So... You know, I've had it remarked by a few supporters this year. A few have actually been quite disappointed with me in terms of saying, you've been so much calmer this year. Maybe that's a fault. Maybe I've tried to give a little bit too much leeway. But yeah, I've got to tell, look, nobody will look harder than I will. But it's what you do next. You've got to remember, that's what you do next. It's not what you do now, it's what you do next. We can't change what's happened tonight. You know, tonight's tonight. I have to park that. It's parked. It's done now. I'm not going to sit there and mope in the bar. I'll go there, I'll... Thank you to the people who've come out, rightfully so, and we get ready for Saturday now. And then Saturday, we're against Leverstock. That don't get much easier, do they?
No.
But we've got to, we've got to give more. We've got to, today, like I said, there were a few that done half decent, but they're not enough of them. You know, your productivity, how many chances have we created? How many times have we penetrated their midfield line? How many times have we really worked their goalkeeper? We haven't. And that's disappointing. But look, it's not the end of the world. As I said, I'm disappointed for everybody. The support, again, is humbling. The stage of the season with nothing to play for, and yet everyone keeps coming out. And for that, look, that's what makes this football club a very special football club. And as I said, nobody takes more responsibility this year for what's happened than I do. That's your job as a manager. Mm. When it's going well, tell everyone else how well they've done. Don't praise yourself. When it goes wrong, look in the mirror and analyse yourself. Mm. And that's what I've done. So the board will tell you, I was probably... a little bit too honest for them yesterday. I think they were expecting me to come on. I don't mean they were, to be fair. They know me well enough. But I was scathing about my own performance. You have to be. You have to wear big boy pants at these levels, not sit there and hide behind things. But we'll find some energy, mate. We'll find a solution and we'll go again.
Well, it's good news that you guys are... I know the fans have... It's been a lot of people have been humming and ahhing about next season, and yeah. I speak for a lot of the fans. It's good news that you, that Kyle and Anthony all staying for next season. I know you well enough to know that the preparation has probably already started, mate. So four games to go, mate. I'll catch you on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for your time, mate. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back with our podcast on Saturday. Till then, everybody, up the mighty Blues.